Japanese.
Power.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101.
大家好 ，This is Nicole.
Matt here, and welcome to part 3 of our introductory series at CantoneseClass101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Cantonese.
In the previous lesson, we covered self-introductions and introduced you to several powerful tools to help you perfect your pronunciation and get you speaking right away.
In this lesson, we're going to introduce several more powerful tools that will speed up the learning process for you and make things stick.
With this lesson and the new tools we cover, we're going to show you how to rapidly master and retain vocabulary and key phrases.
A rich vocabulary is one of the keys to fluency, and we've developed a powerful system to make this process fast and fun.It starts with the breakdown approach used in the audio lessons and continues with the following tools developed specifically by our team of linguists and technicians to help you learn vocabulary fast.
So, as you already know, first we introduce and break down the vocabulary in the audio lesson and make sure you can understand it and say it. Next, see the vocabulary and key phrases in the lesson notes.
Then you see the words and hear the pronunciation in the same location.On the site, we have a vocabulary list for each lesson that includes the audio file so you can hear, while you see, each word. Hear the word again and again while seeing the definition.
We also have a solution for difficult words.
That's right. You can save any word to your own word bank, which lets you see and hear it anytime.
Remember, the audio lesson you're about to hear is just one part of our system. After listening to this audio lesson,
Visit the site, CantoneseClass101.com, and sign up for your free, lifetime account. Next, you'll experience the power of the tools designed for you to rapidly master vocabulary and key phrases effortlessly, all while having fun.
Use the vocabulary list, your own word bank, and the video vocab to master the vocabulary.
By mastering the vocabulary of each lesson, you'll be able to engage in conversations fast. We've made a system that allows you, the listener,to master Cantonese in the fastest and easiest way possible.
Now, as you know, each lesson is based around a practical dialogue. So in this lesson, we'll be looking at
a dialogue between two neighbors.
This conversation takes place at an apartment complex.
All right, let's listen to the conversation.
We're going to listen 3 times. The first time at a natural native speed.
That way you can get used to Cantonese used in the real world.
The second time, nice and slow, so that you can follow and then pick up the words and pronunciations.
And the third time, with the translation, so that you can fully grasp and understand the conversation.
Okay, so let's listen in.
Here we're going to go over the conversation again, but we're going to slow it down so that you can catch everything.
你是边国人啊？我是美国人。
Great. Now this time, we're going to give you the conversation one more time with the English afterwards.
你是边国人啊
？Which country are you from？
我是美国人。
I'm American.
This conversation is a really useful conversation. It's simple but very common.
Yes, it can happen the minute you land in Hong Kong airport.
Sometimes foreigners are shocked by the direct questions Cantonese people will ask them.After they greet in Cantonese, 你好, Cantonese people would get so excited and assume that your Cantonese is perfect.
That's right. Your new neighbor may on your first meeting hit you with a barrage of questions, asking you what's your age, marital status, and why you don't have children, what your job is, what kind of income you have, and what your eating habits are.
Well, it's important to realize that it's Cantonese way of showing interest in you.
Well, that's true for sure.Let's take a look at our dialogue today, asking someone's nationality.
你是边国人啊?
Which country are you from? Or literally, you are which country people?
你 係邊國人啊？你係邊國人啊？
Which country are you from?
我係美國人。
I'm American, or literally, I am America people.
我係美國人。我係美國人。
I'm American. As you may have noticed, the sentence pattern is pretty similar and straightforward.
Yes, somebody is some country's people. That's the sentence pattern.
And that's one of the greatest features of Cantonese grammar, a rigid word order.
Which makes it easier to learn.
That's true. Now let's take a look at the vocabulary and key phrases for this lesson.
Okay, first I'll give you the word at natural native speed.
Then I'll give you the English.
Then I'll break down the word by syllable.
That way you can catch everything.
And say it right away. Then I'll give you the word one more time at native speed.
Ready?
Yep.
First word.
Hi.
To be, is, or are.
Hi. Hi.
Is or are. The best thing about this word.
Hi.
Is that there's only one form of it, right? No matter if it's to mean it's, are, is, or am. It's always going to be.
Hi.
So, you are will be.
你是.
I am will be.
我是.
That's right. And the next word we have is.
边.
Which.
边. 边.
Which. And the next one.
国.
Country.
国, 国
Next word.
人
People.
人人
People. And the next one?
美国
America.
美国美国
America. I notice there's an ending sound in the question that we didn't talk about just now.
Yeah, the sound.
So let's hear the whole sentence again.
你是边国人啊?
The literal translation is, you are which country people,
Yes. This in the end doesn't mean anything. It's a particle that just means what it sounds like. Or in this case, it's a pronounced question mark.
But they don't only exist in questions, do they?
No, they're everywhere. Like, did you have lunch? You're here early, congratulations, things like that.
But it's okay if we don't use them, since they don't have actual meanings, correct?
Correct. These particles are basically a sign saying that I am Cantonese.
As if them speaking Cantonese isn't enough, they have to put the flag up, right?
I'm native Cantonese. I know
something
everything about Cantonese.
Something that makes you sound down south all Cantonese-y.
Yes. Don't worry about that for now. Keep listening to our lessons and you master them in no time.
That's right. Now, can we hear you say the sentence with the again?
Sure.
你是边国人啊?
Which country are you from? And the answer is?
我是美国人。
I'm American.
Or? 我是美国人啊。That makes sense.
You just simply add a... at the end.
Yes.
Now, one more time.
我是美国人啊。
But what if I'm English?
First, the structure of saying one's nationality is that country plus 人, which means people.
To say I am American, I would start off with my country, America.
美国
plus people.
人美国人
And if I'm English, I would start off with my country, England.
英国
And then add people again.
人
Altogether?
英国人
And Canadian is my country, Canada.
加拿大
plus people
人加拿大人
and Australian is Australia
澳洲
plus people
人澳洲人
So as you can see, the word order is pretty rigid.
Yes.
And once you know your country and the names of some other countries in Cantonese,
mm-hmm.
it's easy to recognize where people are from. You will see more examples of this in our lesson notes.
Yes, with romanizations to make it easier to pronounce.
A great way to practice these words is to review the phrases with the line-by-line audio tool on our website.
And you'll grasp the pronunciation in no time.
Then grab the review track so you can keep the phrase fresh in your mind while listening anywhere and anytime.
Once you think you've mastered the phrase or got the hang of it,
you'll want to test yourself with the flashcards just to make sure. Quizzing yourself is one of the most well-known ways to make things stick.
There we have questions focusing on grammar and vocabulary, so you can reinforce everything in the lesson quickly and easily.
All right, so Nicole, is there anything else we have to say?
Well, all the words will also appear in the lesson note, vocabulary list, video vocabulary, and review track.
Visit CantoneseClass101.com and see how easy it is to master words when you see and hear them in our system. You can also hear them in our audio lessons, see them on our site, and on your iClass, as well as in the lesson notes.
Then see and hear them on the vocabulary list.
Finally, you'll want to take them with you in video and audio format, with video vocab and the review track.
The same review track mentioned before, right?
Yes, this audio file is really useful. With our system, we make learning a new language fun and easy.
And above all, with our system, progress is fast.
Over these three introduction lessons, we introduce you to our powerful language learning system and how it will help you learn Cantonese quickly in a fun environment.
We introduced you to some essential conversations for people new to Cantonese and to introduce the powerful tools and their benefits.
But at CantoneseClass101.com, we have all level types. But at CantoneseClass101.com, we have all different kinds of levels, from the absolute beginner all the way to the advanced. Now that you're familiar with our system, please feel free to sample all of our levels.
In fact, we have a fast and simple way for you to get a sample lesson of all the levels we have.
The sample feed available at CantoneseClass101.com is an easy-to-use Web 2.0 technology that allows you to download all of the sample audio lessons of each type and all of the accompanying material.
That's right, the lesson notes, review track, conversation-only track.
Which is just the key conversation, so you can listen to the key components again and again. You can add the conversation-only track and review track to your MP3 player, iClass, etc., to practice it again and again.
The video vocabulary and more.
All through iTunes, with just one click of a button.
This is our gift to you, just for visiting CantoneseClass101.com and signing up for a free lifetime account.
Also, if you have any questions on how to use certain words, or if you would like to share some feedback with us, just stop by the site and leave us a comment.
We, the teachers here at CantoneseClass101.com, are really quick to respond.
That's right. CantoneseClass101.com is a great place to interact with other students and teachers, as well as other people that are interested in similar things. But it's also a great place to interact with the entire CantoneseClass101.com staff.
Thank you again for joining us for this introduction series. Remember to stop by CantoneseClass101.com and leave us a comment.
Oh, and before we say bye, remember at the end of this audio lesson, the conversation is there again for you to reinforce everything that you just learned.
Okay, so we'll see everyone at CantoneseClass101.com.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
你是哪国人啊？我是美国人。
Okay, some of our listeners already know about the most powerful tool on CantoneseClass101.com.
Line-by-line audio.
You can listen to the dialogue one line at a time using our line-by-line audio feature.
Listen until every word and syllable becomes clear.
This feature is perfect for catching those words and phrases you had trouble hearing the first time around.
You'll find this feature on the lesson page under Premium Member Resources at CantoneseClass101.com.
Check it out.
再见.
Take care.